5:20, and this is the KDLL Evening News for Tuesday, July 21st on 91.9 FM, Kenai Soldotna, listener-supported public radio for the Central Kenai Peninsula. I'm Ashlyn O'Hara. Thanks for tuning in. Coming up, the number of women set net permit holders in Bristol Bay is declining. But first, a road used as an unofficial Kenai River access point in Stirling will stay open to the public. That's after the Kenai Peninsula Borough's Planning Commission on Monday rejected a call from surrounding property owners to privatize the road. Commissioners weighed public access with private property rights. The commission vote followed more than an hour of public testimony. Petitioners cited private property rights and safety issues from lack of infrastructure, but others say privatizing the road would shutter a long-standing community fishing spot and limit already sparse river access. Husky Street dead-ends on the Kenai River's north shore in Stirling. Stacy Wessel owns an Anchorage-based land surveying company and presented the petitioner's case to the commission. She pointed to trash and human waste left by people in the area, riverbank degradation, and trespassing on nearby property as reasons petitioners favor closing the right-of-way.
A right-of-way is to go from one end to the other. It is not to camp, fish, have fires, shoot guns, drive into the river.
Roderick Husky says his family has owned the property immediately east of the road since 1953, when his grandfather was deeded the homestead by the federal government. He says the access point has long been known as a, quote, do whatever you want for free spot.
How does the public have a right to destroy our private property? The situation is out of control and should have been dealt with a long time ago. This easement should be vacated and the public moved to designated parks and campgrounds instead of trampling and destroying our property.
And the petitioners say there are other places to access the river. Wessel, the surveyor, identified seven, five of which are on the Funny River side. The commission heard from more than a dozen people who want to keep the access point open. Randy Lukasik has been fishing in that area for decades. He says the locals know it as Smiley Rock. He worries closing Husky Road to the public could set a precedent for other river access points close to private property.
There's no really easy public access points to the Kenai River. It just so happens that Smiley Rock is very easy. I've been fishing there before. I've seen folks there, a gentleman in a wheelchair fishing there at that access. I've personally launched and recovered watercraft there. It's very easy. The other access points that are in Stirling are very difficult.
Safety was a big theme among all who testified. Multiple people referenced the 2004 death of a Soldotna 17-year-old in 2004, whose vehicle rolled into the river near Scout Lake Loop. Bryce Michael favors keeping the road open. He says the Kenai River at Husky Street is swift, but Alaska's natural resources exist for the enjoyment of all.
We can fall and break our neck with every step that we take in life. The river is not an overly dangerous place there.
Commissioners had to consider two separate but related petitions, one to vacate the Kenai Peninsula Borough right-of-way, and another to vacate the State of Alaska Section Line easement. The commission voted both down. Jeffrey Epperheimer represents the commission's Nikiski district. He says he voted against closing off the road because of the high demand for public use.
The roads department and the public, many in the public, opposed that vacation. I didn't see any superior or equal access proposed. Definitely the nuisance that the landowners have been seeing or have had there, for me, tells me that enforcement and management are inadequate. But I'm not sure that that's just a single case issue.
Multiple commissioners acknowledged that there are problems at the Husky Street access point that warrant follow-up. Here's Franco Venuti, who represents Homer.
Access to the river is really important, not only for recreation, but for the economy. And I'm wondering, since the borough seems to be the only entity that has authority here, how can the borough institute positive changes to improve the situation.
Petitioner Gene Montgomery spoke after the first commission vote. He maintains people can go elsewhere to access the river for fishing, but says he'll help address some of the problems near his home.
I'll put trash cans down there. You know, we can put boulders in front of the road. It still provides access. People can walk around the boulders. They just can't drive down there, park and camp. So we're willing to look at anything.
The borough's planning director told commissioners the borough plans to continue working with property owners in the area to find a solution, which may include more signs in the area or collaborating with other agencies. He says concerns about public use of Husky Street have come up before, but that the borough can only act within its limited authority. Petitioners are unable to appeal the commission's decision, but they can resubmit their petition after a full calendar year. And finally, Bristol Bay set netting used to be dominated by women. When the fisheries permit system started in the 70s, it had the highest rate of women permit holders in the state. But that's changed over the decades, and one researcher is digging into the decline and why it is not happening anywhere else. KDLG's Jesse Sheldon reports.
June Ingram has fished the same family set net site in Ekuk for over 60 years. Her grandfather first came to Bristol Bay as a winter watchman for a cannery.
My grandfather, who was from Denmark, came to Bristol Bay, and he was a winter watchman for a cannery. And then he came to Ekuk in 1939 and staked this property, this site.
Even though it was her grandfather who first staked the site, Ingram says things looked a little different when he first showed up.
He said there were all women on the beach, but he was the first man.
Ingram says set netting sites in Bristol Bay have traditionally been operated by women, which allowed them to multitask, fishing both commercially and for their families.
The reason why women stayed on the shore was to also subsist, not only put up fish, smoked fish, but also to pick the greens and herbs and berries as the seasons came along.
But the number of women set netters in Bristol Bay is declining. In the mid-70s, when limited entry permits were first issued, 57% of set net permits were allocated to women. Today, only 34% are. Amy Burnett Cross is a postdoc fellow in economics at the University of Alaska Anchorage, researching women's participation in the labor force. She spent much of the last year crunching the numbers on set net permit holders in Bristol Bay to better understand why this decline is happening.
The other piece that we are interested in as economists is to think more broadly about why we're seeing something so different in the trend than we're seeing in almost every other high-wage occupation in the economy.
She says women's participation in most other high-wage industries has increased. Cross's research is still underway, but she has two primary hypotheses. First, as more high-paying economic opportunities open up for women elsewhere, they become more likely to exit.
As the economy develops within Bristol Bay and as local women move to Anchorage and other parts of Alaska,
and that'll be all for tonight's KDLL Evening News. We had help from Jesse Sheldon in Dillingham. You can re-listen to this newscast and find our other stories online at kdll.org. I'm Ashlyn O'Hara. Have a great night.